be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord. In this octave of Easter, we had been following the stories of the Lord's appearances to many, many witnesses. And we had been witness to the varying reactions to the Lord's resurrection. You know, it's going back and forth with belief and unbelief, and darkness into light. And so here we have Mark's abbreviated version of the reaction to the Lord's resurrection. And here, after Mary Magdalene came running and reporting to the 11 that she had seen the Lord, we see that that Mark noted they did not believe. You know, and even after the two apostles coming from the road to Emmaus going back, they also reported, these are the witnesses to the resurrected Lord, and they also did not believe. There is something very poignant here about the story of the unbelief of the apostles. Remember, these men had been with the Lord for 3 years. They had heard the Lord, they had walked with the Lord, they were privy to the deepest thoughts of the Lord, and yet here they are grappling with this revelation of the Lord's love for the world and for all of them, which gives us pause. Sometimes we do have our own uncertainties. Sometimes we grapple with some issues of our faith. That's very human, as we can see here. And yet, the Lord continues to come. We see this in his many resurrection appearances. Even though there are unbelief, he continues to come into the midst of everyone to reassure them and to tell them and even to upbraid them, to rebuke them. Here Mark is not so charitable with the reaction to the unbelief of the apostles. Says the Lord upbraided them, the Lord rebuked them for what? For not believing the witnesses. You see, there's another lesson to be learned here. The Lord's revelation comes to us through credible witnesses. It is not always the case that we have this immediate experience of a revelatory event. They come to us through credible witnesses. Those who have experienced the Spirit of the Lord, those who have encountered the risen Lord, and they speak to us about the Lord through their lives, through their words. And how many times do we have that experience of being attracted to someone because of his or her holiness and the way he or she exudes with the presence of the Lord? That is the Lord coming to us in our midst, telling us to believe in what you have seen and heard. Another dimension that is being brought out to us here as we continue to reflect on the resurrection of the Lord in these 8 days is the importance of mission. The importance of mission. Our knowledge of the Lord must not rest only in the fact that, oh yes, now I'm knowledgeable, now I know these things. No, no. The knowledge should transform our hearts, and having been transformed, to go out and proclaim. Now, maybe not necessarily the way I proclaim the gospel, you know. It just, the events of the unfolding of our daily life. Who knows that every one of you here is an answer to someone's prayer. That is your mission. You might be an answer to someone's prayer. I heard of this one podcast preacher. He was on a plane and was talking to this young lady, and the young lady said, "Yeah, I did not know the Lord before, but my mother was praying for me all the time, and I chanced upon this EWTN podcast and just listening to the host, you know, converted me and made me realize I am loved by the Lord." Well, you know, that podcaster was the one whom she was sitting next to. That's what happens, that we are and could be answers to someone's prayer. And that's our mission. That's our mission. We are a people of God who had been made witnesses to the resurrection. Now we go out into the world and proclaim the gospel.